Thank you, Father, for your word. Come on, Joe. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We have already received from the hand of God this morning. But being obedient, I shall continue. I will take this opportunity once again to thank God for the opportunity to share His word. It is an honor that He has entrusted me with this duty. Because of what He has done in my life. Amen. Thank you, Father. As your word goes forth, it does not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you've purposed it to do. And for everything that has already happened in the service, I know that this is just the cherry on the top. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Are we ready for the word? Because the word that comes forth is there to change you. The word that comes forth is there to rearrange your situation. You did not come to hear me. You came to hear what the word, what the Spirit of God has to say through me. So I'm going to take my reading this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Short and sweet. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Why? That we might know the things that are freely given to us. Amen. That is loaded in itself. That we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Amen. You know, when we come into this world, we come because the word says that before we were formed in our mother's wombs, He knew us. We are known by God. But when we were born into this natural world, I'm talking about the natural now, He gave us to parents that can nurture us. How will we know what to do in this world, lest we are taught? I'm talking about natural things now. I haven't even gotten to the spiritual stuff yet. We didn't just learn how to feed ourselves. We were taught. We were taught. You know, always when my son started, you know, getting big and they want to tell, you know, the teenage stage and they want to tell you what to do, I always had to remind them, you know, I taught you how to hold a spoon. Now you want to tell me what to do. No, I taught you. Those are the skills. We teach our children various skills. Why? So that they can survive in the natural world. There's certain things that we do in the natural world in order for us to survive, to fit in. And that is shown by our parents, how to dress ourselves, how to bath. For some, we were taught how to cook. Others still don't know how to cook. But, you know, those are just certain things. You know what I'm saying? So there's things that help us here in the natural world. Skills that equip us. And, you know, as you go through life in the natural world with these milestones, now talking from a parental point of view, you get so excited. You know, when the baby sits up. Oh, what a milestone. You're excited. Why? There's development. You can see progress. Oh, they're getting so big. You're so big, my darling. And it's worse when you're a grandparent because you overdo it. Then when they go to kindy, you buy them the cutest bags to put on their back because you are so excited for them. They are getting big. Because why? They're fitting into this natural world. You're training them. And when you see that progress, you get so excited. Because you know they are on their way to progress. When it's their birthdays, we celebrate it. going to school, whether it's kindy, primary, intermediate, college, university, we are so, so proud as parents of their accomplishments. We put it all over Facebook. Everybody must know that our children, or that we are a success in this natural world. I can see some of them are saying, ooh, how's she going to tie it up? Where's she going to with this? But you, when you are born again, when you are born again, there's a game changer that takes place spiritually. You do not see it in the natural. You might feel it. For some, you might see it because maybe you were on drugs or you were doing something and God delivered you. And there's that natural outward appearance. But generally, you're still walking with your two arms, two legs, your face, and so forth. You look the same. But when we are born again, we do not become conformed to this world. But we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's found in Romans 12, verse 2. You see, as a believer, we need to live a supernatural life every day. Not only when there's an emergency, then we want to quickly pull out a scripture. I'm not going to say God will not help you. He will. He's always there for us. But what I'm saying is, when we become spiritually conscious of the Word of God, when we are believers, we can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are living proof that God's Word is a reality. We are living proof as born-again believers that God exists. Why? Because we speak His Word. And when we speak His Word, we should expect something to happen. Whether you see it in the natural, but you need to understand that things are always changing in the spirit realm. You see, in our opening scripture, Paul was not referring when he said, and I'll read it again, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. He's not talking about our mental capacity, because that's where we tend to focus on all the learned stuff and understanding things with the mind. But he was talking about understanding things of the spirit. Being spiritually minded. Being spiritually alert. Because when you are born again, our minds are renewed and nothing really changes on the outside. But the Word of God tells us that even though we are in the world, we are not of the world. Even though we are in this world, we are not of this world. We should not accept the rules given by the natural world, where they will tell you, you are broke. They will tell you, you are sick. Those are natural. That's what you can see with your eye. What does the Word of God say? That we should not look unto things that are seen, but unto things that are eternal. Things that are eternal. Because we should not walk in the flesh. Because if we walk in the flesh, we will be subject to the lust of the flesh. But if we, being spiritually minded, we will understand how to war against the flesh. You see, every day we are warring against our flesh. Because if you are walking in the Spirit, you need to be able to understand what is for me and what is not for me. What does the Word of God say and what should I be doing? Our friends should be able to see the difference in us. Christ in me, the hope of glory. We are the living epistles spoken of men. What are they saying about you? Or are they saying, I didn't even know. Are you a Christian? I'd be horrified. I would be horrified if somebody ever said that to me. You must know. Because when I step into a room, I got to bring the Holy Spirit with me. Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, when I walk into that room, whatever the situation is, that situation bows. Why? Because I have the name that is higher than any other name. The name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care what that name is. Yes, that name is going to challenge me. Yes, that name is going to bring fear. Yes, that name is going to say, who do you think you are? Oh, but I can walk with confidence knowing the same God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He will quicken my mortal body. He will give me understanding. He gives me wisdom. He gives me success. He shows me which way to go. That's being spiritually alert. I'll give you a short testimony. Only at school for 3 weeks. That's my world. So sorry if you say, oh gosh, every time she's talking about school. But that's where I operate. I had a young man that from the time he entered, this is kind of like 5 years ago, he caused a ruckus through the school. Everybody knows him by name. Caused problems. People were fighting. Nah, I don't want him. Oh, no, no, no. That's going to be a headache. And parents are always on their back, teachers back. And I said, I said, Lord, why are you always giving me? Why me? Why? But he gives his soldiers, the big ones to deal with. So let me cut it short. There's not a sound coming from the ruckus of anything. Because you see, I named what I wanted. I took charge of the spirit realm. You see, when you walk into your place of work, you're not just... I've spoken about this before. You are there on assignment. Placed by the heavenly courts. To do a job in the place of Jesus. You are not there. The money is a byproduct. So that you can survive in the natural world. You can pay your rent. You can pay your water and lights. You can look after your family. Do all those things. But the most important thing that you are there to do is to bring spiritual change. To challenge. To take up the challenge of spiritual darkness and stand your ground as a child of the Most High God, sent from the high courts of heaven, standing in your position and authority of who you are, knowing that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am not trained. I am not trained as a special ed teacher. That is a different kind of qualification. But all the strategies of the Spirit. All the strategies of the Spirit. It will bring any other psychologist to shame. They sit in my presence and they ask, how? Hey, Karabasa. That is God. That is God. Not me. I cannot do it on my own. I mark my territory. People say, why do you go so early? Me, I'm taking charge. I understand. I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. It's everywhere, even in the supermarket. It doesn't matter where you are. That manager that's giving you a hard time, what do you think? They're giving you a hard time because the light of Christ in you is irritating the spirits that are not of God. And you've been placed there to bring change. Don't back down. Why do you want to leave? Have you finished your assignment? Have you done what God called you to do there? You want to give up? Have you inquired of the Lord? We do not walk in the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You see, Jesus even prayed for us in John chapter 17 when he said, Father, be with them. As I am not in this from this world, they too are not from this world. The world is going to be against them. But strengthen them. He knew what you were going to face. He knew that you're going to be given a hard time. He knew you're going to get tired. But you see, they that wait upon the Lord in that quiet time. You see why it's important to pray, people? Where you want to get your strength from? TikTok. Huh? Those short, quick videos on TikTok and Instagram and all that, you want to get your strength there. It's not enough. It's fine if there's a seed that is dropped in your spirit and that's just what you needed, and God is going to use that seed quickly, and you're going to take that seed and it's going to go and germinate in prayer. You're going to go and germinate it and it's going to grow. But just keep going TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and you're doing nothing. You're just becoming a bin, a garbage bin, because you're just throwing in. Nothing's been used. Nothing's being used. You need to use it. You need to use it. Because remember, we are not here for ourselves. We are here on assignment. We got a job to do. We got a job to do. And it's about time that the church gets up and does what they're supposed to be doing. And where does it start? We all want to come here and we want to look at seats and say, oh, who's doing what? If we all start where we are, the rest will follow. Why? Because you are fulfilling your destiny. You are fulfilling your destiny. You are fulfilling all of us. Where we starting? Don't. Sometimes you want to look, you want to eat the elephant, a whole elephant in one gulp. You can't. How do you eat it? One bite at a time. One bite at a time. And sometimes we are all looking at the elephant from different perspectives. And then we want to argue amongst ourselves. No! It doesn't have a tail. Why? Because you are the trunk. Oh no! It doesn't have a trunk. Why? Because you are the tusk. And then you want to argue. Because you don't realize actually it's an elephant. Because you're only seeing one part of the picture. And what does the devil do? When we're not spiritually alert, when we're not spiritually minded, he uses those kind of things to bring division. Because in order for the kingdom of God to prosper, we need to be united. We need to stand together. You see, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he said to them, go and wait in Jerusalem. They went to the upper room, they went to wait. During that time, imagine being... It was like 10 days before the Holy Spirit came. He told him to go and wait. Now, you tell me. Sometimes it's difficult to go for a weekend away with family, huh? You know, being in the same space and all that there. It's kind of like you can't wait for that weekend to be over. Because we've got different personalities. But what is that rubbing? We are changed. We learn to change our perspective. What the word does. We lay hold of that vision that has been given to us, the united vision of the body of that way. But would you forgive me? And you know what? You squash it there and then. But now when you leave it and it goes on, and then sister was upset and she goes to sister over here. Oh, do you know what she said? Then this sister looks at, oh, that one. Unnecessary. Unnecessary. It's because everybody wants to be right. What does the word say? What does the word say? To be spiritually alert. Huh? For us to be like-minded like the world is enmity. We enemies of God. You enemies of the state. You've seen those movies when they want to get rid of somebody because they are against the government or whatever. Yeah. You open yourself up to unnecessary attacks. Unnecessary attacks. So we need to walk in the Spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So in order for us to live this spiritual life, for in order for us to be spiritually minded and spiritually alert, these things we also need to do. Just like you got up this morning, you knew you needed to go to the bathroom because you couldn't just come here straight from waking up, because then we might not want to greet you so brotherly or sisterly. You know, there were certain things you needed to take care of in the natural. And that's likewise in the spirit. There's things that we need to do so that we can live our life, our spiritual life to the fullest, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Because when you are born again, that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. It was given to you freely. You have access to the Holy Spirit, the one that is there to open your mind and your understanding. If you don't know, all you need to do is ask. You know, when you look at, and I'm going to paraphrase it, I'm not going to read the whole of John chapter 2, the wedding at Cana, okay? That was Jesus' first miracle. Jesus' first one. So you know, they went to this wedding. And we know that the wine ran out. The wine ran out. And I'm sure in those days that would have been such a big story. It would have been such a disgrace and shame for the family. So, Mary went to Jesus and said, hey, you know, the wine ran out. Jesus just turns around and says, ah, woman, what has this got to do with me? He wasn't like, oh, mother, should I turn the water into wine? No. He says, what has it got to do with me? Sometimes we are taken aback by certain words, and we think, oh, am I supposed to ask? Should I ask? And we get nervous. And fear sets in, and then we back away. Now, if Mary was full with fear, she would not have gone to the next step. She wasn't deterred by what Jesus said. My time has not come. She wasn't moved by that. She just went to the servants and said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Ah, confidence. And then did Jesus say no? No. Then he started instructing them, take those 6 pots, fill them with water, gave them instructions. You see, you've got to understand who you are. You've got to understand the office that you hold. And that is something I spoke to the women at, about at our vision breakfast. Understanding who you are and the office that you hold as a child of God, as a man and a woman of God. Your position in the kingdom. Amen. Your position in the kingdom. And so when Mary said in John chapter 2 verse 5, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. That was the instruction. You see, God always gives us an instruction. Always. And you know, the world system is connected or taken, or is taken its teachings from the Bible. I mean, we are always like, eyes on me, listening ears. Learn to follow instructions. We teach the children that at school. Yet, as parents as well, you do that with your kids. Follow instructions. I told you, pick up your clothes, put your lunchbox in the thing, hang up your uniform, then you can go out and play. All those things. They are being taught. So there Mary is reiterating, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Are we prepared though? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Yeah, this is a big one. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Are you willing to do whatever he tells you to do? Because sometimes it comes with a price. Because fear can grip your heart, because sometimes it's something out of the ordinary. Because you see, before this, there was no other miracle of water being turned into wine that has been written. So there was nothing where the servants could say, oh yeah, he's doing that one that was done in the Old Testament. Oh, okay. And they felt comfortable. No. There was nothing recorded of this kind of a miracle. And then what happened? When that wine was now taken to the master of ceremony and he tasted it, he says, ah, this wine, it's even better than the first wine that you gave. You leave the best wine for last. Wow, look at you, what a host you are. And they were, but I mean, the servants, even though they did what they were told to do, there was still fear, because when they took it, and he said, they said, you know, oh, this wine, where does it come from? It's so good. They knew where it came from. The Bible tells us the servants knew where that water came from. So they had a bit of fear, but you know what? It didn't stop them. As we heard last week, Apostle Carson Williams said, keep moving. Keep moving. You see, because that word that has been spoken, if you put it into action, will surely come to pass. It does not matter if it tarries. Because you see, it is working out for your good. It is working out for your good. Because sometimes we want to see it through our natural eyes, how it's going to work out. But you see, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. You see, this was the beginning of miracles that Jesus, miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and the disciples believed on him. You see, in order for us to live in this day and age, 2024, we need to manifest the glory of God in our lives so that our families can see there is something different about this one. What is this? I need to find out. What are they doing? I thought I was doing the same thing, but they seem to have an edge above me. Things just seem to be falling into place for them. What is the difference? We both studied. We both did this and that. But this one, there's just something. Everywhere they go, it's favor. On the left and favor on the right. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Because I'm spiritually minded. I know who I am. So you see, in 2024, oh, we cannot live without the supernatural power of God. We cannot live without the supernatural power of God in our lives. I'm sure we've heard many things about what 2024 is about. But you know, it is a year of completion. Because you know, I like numbers. I'm not like a mathematician, but I'm intrigued by patterns. Because 10 plus 10 equals 20. And I shared this with the ladies. And it's about perfection of God. God's order, not man's order. So that's why in order for us to be spiritually alert, we need to align our mindsets with the Word of God. If we are going to experience, as the Word says in Isaiah 60, that it is, we've got to arise and shine. Why? Our light has already come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. But you know what? We are living in gross darkness. And yes, we've got to shine. But are we willing to do what He tells us to do in this day and age? 24 is talking about governmental perfection. Are we? Because you see, we are all tied into this government. What are we doing? Are we only complaining? Or are you going to bring perfection in that piece of the puzzle where you are at? You've been placed there. It doesn't matter. You must say, I'm not working anymore. No, no. That group that you meet up with. You know, when you go to the shop, that is now your, when you go to the dairy around the corner, that has now become your place of influence because you're going there. Those are the people that you see. Don't only want to say, oh, no, that's only for the people. No, it's where you go, wherever you go, at the bus stop too, in the grocery line. God will give you opportunities for your, for you to exercise that power that is placed inside of you. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to receive that? Amen. How do we walk in the Spirit? We need to change our thoughts and train our minds. We need to set our minds on things above. How do we do this? We use the Word of God as a scanner. Every time you see people talk to me, I don't just accept anything. It's a scanner. What did God say about me? Now this doesn't line up with me. I won't be rude, but I just don't need to accept it. I just don't need to accept it. If the doctor gives me a negative report and says, oh, we're going to have to do further tests, don't worry, doctor. By the time I come back, when I'm gone, I open the Word. By His stripes, I am healed. I don't care what the doctor said. I heard him. I know. But my report, I believe the report of the Lord. Now, you see, some people will go through various stages of the same experience. For some, you go back to the doctor, they say, there's nothing. There's others. You go back, they say, oh, no, I think we need to operate. That's fine. God is with you at every single stage because He will bring you out with a testimony when you continually walk and work in His Word. He brings you out victorious. He brings you out victorious. So on a daily basis, we need to be looking through the lens of God's Word with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We need to, because we are bombarded daily by the things of the world system, but we need to look at our experiences. Not through our woundedness, not through our hurt, not through our own trauma and preferences and our emotions and opinions of others, but through the Word of God. Because everybody has an opinion. And you know what I learned at a very young age? Thank God for a friend's father that said, my dear, people will always talk about you. Why are you getting upset? Oh, you know how it is, you emotional as a young girl growing up. People are always going to talk about you. You know what? They spoke about you before you were born. Yes. Did you hear? Val's pregnant. Oh, I wonder if it's going to be another girl or is it going to be a boy? Oh, they need a boy, you know, for the Brooks line to carry on. So there, they were already talking. I wasn't there. I was born, whoops, a girl. Man. Look at another girl. Hey, they're going to all get married and the family name won't carry. So people were talking. Growing up, I was like a tomboy, believe it or not. I was. Climbed trees, did all sorts of things, broke bones, played all sports. Don't look at me in heels today, I'm refined. Wild. Why? Because it was opinions of people placed upon me. But you know, the hand of God was always there, directing, protecting, guiding. I was sensitive to the experiences I was having. You see, you have got to understand who you are and the destiny that God has for you. And the words of people that are talking constantly about you. Oh, did you hear? Oh, she's getting married. Oh, yeah. She's moving to Johannesburg. You know, anybody that goes there, oh, their lives, they always come back divorced and what. They spoke all sorts of things. 28 years later, haha. Glory to God. He gave me a good one. Hallelujah. So everybody's got an opinion. And today I'm sure there's people that have an opinion. But I've reached that place of maturity. I don't care. We need to call out those negative thoughts. So when that thought pops up, you must say, no. Is this of God? Where is this coming from? How does it line up with the word? Everything must be justified with the word. And you know what? My husband had to help me with that. He had to help me. Because there was time I'd say stuff and then he'd say, no, that's not what we say. That is not how what happens in the kingdom. We had to remind each other to be kingdom minded and to use the word of God. Replace the lies with truth. Find the scriptures that cancel that out. And you cannot say it once. You gotta keep saying it and keep saying it and don't stop talking it until you come back with what you want and what God has said about you. You gotta use the word. You gotta use the word. You've got to cancel it out. I am more than an overcomer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. From henceforth, let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lamb of God. For those that are worrying you at work, you must use those scriptures. Because you are born again. Your words that you speak words of life. They are fitly spoken, like apples of gold in pictures of silver. Wherever you go, you bring a word in season. You bring a word of change. You bring about, beauty. You don't go and cause destruction and corruption. No. You are a living epistle. How do you see your life? You need to see it through the word of God. And the Holy Spirit is there to inspire you. Study, meditate on the word. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, you bring forth your fruit in its season. Your leaves do not wither, but whatsoever you do prosper. You see, as you get into what God is calling you to do and you understand your calling, you don't get tired. Your leaves will not wither. Why? Because you are planted. When you are not planted, then you... I told you many times, there's nothing wrong with being tired. God made us sleep. He gave us 24 hours in a day and he gave us time to sleep. But when it's to do with your calling, you have got to be very careful about using that word tired. Because that tired spirit will get you right out of your calling. Because you will miss it. Because whatsoever you do will prosper. It will prosper. It takes long for you to see your fruit. But hold on. Hold on. Many words have been spoken over VCC. Perhaps you would have thought, look, it's getting worse. No. That's not what we say. We say, What do we say? If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? We have been planted by the river. We are planted by the river. We heard that we are a well. Huh? So if that living water flows and we are there, it will effect change. It's about the amount of time we spend in His presence. So I urge you then, first of all, this is what Timothy is saying, for us to pray without ceasing. I urge then, first of all, that petitions and prayers and intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Do not be anxious, brethren. Do not be anxious for anything. Because the peace of God that transcends all our understanding will guard our hearts and our minds. That every prayer request that we make, as we pray in the Spirit, that's what Ephesians 6 verse 18 says, as we pray in the Spirit, it keeps us alert that we can persevere as we make intercession for all the saints. Amen. As we persevere. Persevere is not easy. I'll end with this. You know, I was watching. I'm always intrigued, you know, about sports. I enjoyed sports growing up. And I looked when Usain Bolt ran in his first Olympics. He didn't even feature. He didn't even feature. But you know what? He had a goal in mind. He wanted a medal. After that first attempt, he went back for 4 years. He trained. He trained. He persevered. He did not give up. He trained for the next Olympics. And you know what? He got his gold medal. He ran, 9 seconds, what? 4 years. 9 seconds. Does it even make sense? It doesn't. It's like, what? You must watch what you eat. You must gym every day. No, you've got to give up this. You've got to, so much for 9 seconds. And for those flashes to go off, 9 seconds. Oh my, good Lord. And we get tired for a 1 hour prayer meeting. Come on. We got to do better. We got to do better. Huh? You want to get up and say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Be with me. Hallelujah. Then when you go to work, you're facing a big, strong man there. That boss, he doesn't know how to speak English. He only speaks French. Cursing you out there. But now, you then also cower under that. And you haven't stood up as the mighty child of God that you are. Don't be afraid. Stand in the power and authority that God has given you. Be spiritually alert. You need the word. You need prayer. You need the word. You need prayer. As I close, what scripture has God given you for your life for 2024? How have you been using it? Because you see, that scripture is the one that is going to hold you accountable for all the different attacks that will come your way. You see, He will always give us something to root us in. He will always give us something to root us in, to ground us, so that when the storms come, our roots are not up out of the soil. And then we are always needy, asking someone to pray and help and... No, you need to get to that point where you're spiritually mature. Get that scripture, let's stand. We're going to practice because you need to do it. It's no use you coming here to the front and then leaders, we can lay hands on you, that's not a problem. But you see, you need to put into practice. Whether you speak in tongues, or whether you don't have tongues, is it? But you pray. You see, the more you pray, the more it will come. the more your levels will change. The more you do it, the more your levels change. Because there is spiritual levels that we need to attain. And the more we do it, the better we become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be worried that there's no musicians on stage. We're not here to be entertained. We want to take authority. It's your life. You can listen every time to me and say, wow. No. You need to be the wow. You need to be the wow where you are. You need to be that change. You need to bring it where you're at. So whatever that scripture is, you would say, Father, I thank you for your word. For your word dwells richly inside of me. Day and night I meditate on it, and it will not depart from my mouth. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and I'm bringing forth fruit. It is my season to shine. I am shining. I am a burning and a shining light. Oh, yes, the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. You got it? That was just a bit of a demonstration. You do your own. While the musicians, we do it for about 3 to 5 minutes. Because you see, when you do it for a certain amount of time, you know, when you do it, just when you feel like, when can this thing end? Just over that feeling of being tired, that's where your breakthrough lies. You need to push yourself to that next level. Hallelujah. Rabakaya baseke Jobokondo robo sikaya rabrashandai Zibodo zondo robo shendai. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. You know, Jesus said, he did not think. He spoke when he spoke to the servants. He told them, fill those 6 jars. Fill them with water. You see, you've got to open up your mouth and say it in order for your words to go forth and not to return to you void, but for them to accomplish what you're sending them forth to do. As you open your mouth, you are making changes in the spirit realm. You are making changes. You are making changes to your situation. That word that God has given you for 2024 will surely come to pass by the fire of the Holy Ghost. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. All for my righteousness is of the Lord. Rebakanda rabasi kendai lubro dozonda rabo shende rabadazanda rabasi kende labazanda rabo shendai ronda rabo zikende rebezende rebasanda rabashienda robo kondo robo shende rebezienda labakanda rabasende. Oh, the greater one lives inside of me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, the word of God is living and active. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Rebekende, as I go into my world, oh, I know who I am. I am a game changer. Oh, people's lives are changed. Oh, their hearts are rearranged. Those hearts of stone, they are turned towards you, O God. People are coming into the kingdom because I'm a burning and a shining light. Oh, I choose today to arise and shine, for my light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon me. I know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High God. There is no one that can stand before me. As you told Joshua, oh, I will go before you. Thank you, Lord, that my steps are ordered of the Lord. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Rebo kondo robo shandai, ribe kende rebe sanda raba shende, rebe zende rebo shanda. My words are fitly spoken. My words are fitly spoken. Oh, they are like apples of God. gold in pictures of silver. Reba kanda raba sendai. Jebe zende rebe sandai. My words are fitly spoken in the mighty name of Jesus. As I go into those big meetings, I am not intimidated by who is there, but I know you go before me and you make every crooked path straight in the mighty name of Jesus. All promotion is mine in Jesus' name. I am elevated not only spiritually, but in this natural world that I live in. I am moving forward and upward by the power of the Holy Ghost, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I do not fear what I see, because your word says, O God, that you, O God, go before me, that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Rabba zenda rabba sikandai, rabba zonda rabba shende. Every opposing force that comes up against my destiny, you bow to the name of Jesus. You bow to the name of Jesus. I will fulfill my destiny. Oh, you knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. Therefore, I walk boldly because the greater one lives inside of me. Rabakanda rabasende, lobadozonda raboshandai, ribezende rebezanda rabashende, ronda raboshandai. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the old earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Oh, we give you praise. Sweet rose of Sharon, you are the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. We are shining forth because of the glory of God within us. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jill. Just coming back to 2 Corinthians. First, 2 Corinthians 1. And it says, now it is God, it is the Lord God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. It is God who makes us stand firm in Christ. He anointed us and set a seal of ownership on us and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your written word. We thank you for your spoken word, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, that everyone in this building, Lord Father, will go away strengthened this morning. Lord, according to your word, Lord, that you will teach us to walk in your word, to walk by your word, according to your word, Father. Lord, Father, encourage us and exhort us, Lord Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have set your seal upon us, the anointing, the Holy Spirit, Lord Father, in our hearts, Lord, that when you see us, you see your seal. You see your seal of approval, your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. We're just gonna close out in a song.